everybody. How's it going? Welcome to another episode of Halifax's Burning, the Campus and Community Radio Show, where you're going to hear the best in local music. I'm your host, Trevor Murphy, here to be your guide for the next 60 minutes on the show tonight. We've got a great show lined up for you, as we do every week here on the program. Tonight on Halifax's Burning, Kat Chubali stops by the studio to talk about the 10th anniversary of Obey Convention happening in Halifax, Nova Scotia this weekend. We'll preview some local bands playing the festival as well. We'll hear a throwback track go all the way back to 1994 for this throwback track from a band called Mastodon Ridge, and lots more. So stick around, keep your dial locked. But first, before we get to all that, as we go to live air here tonight on CKDU, we're just wrapping up a long weekend, and what better way to wind down a long weekend than with some music. Last night I went out to the Carlton to see my good friend Tara Lightfoot perform, and it was a super fun show. So while she's performing, she has this great crowd at the Carlton, then these people who are in the back of the room are sort of like hollering out requests and talking about how they're big fans, and they drove all the way from Cape Breton to see her. And it's just a cool thing to see, when especially when you have a pal in town who is playing. You know, she's from Ontario, she's rolling through the Maritimes playing some tour dates. She was at Paddle Fest in St. Andrews, New Brunswick previous to this. And so it's like a cool thing to see someone you know and admire get a nice reception. And they were actually calling out songs from, like, requests from this other band she plays in called the Dinner Bells, who are an excellent country band. So Tara had a really great time last night, and if you've ever seen her perform, she is an amazing guitar player. She's got just an amazing voice, and she introduced this song we're going to kick off Halifax's Burning tonight with as being a little bit of a party song. So I figure if you're just winding down your long weekend and you need a party song, well, let's let Tara Lightfoot bring it home for you from her album Every Time My Mind Runs Wild. This is See You in the Morning. You're listening to Halifax's Burning.
I have seen your face washed in the dawning light. We stayed up too late, but the moon's still in the sky. Light the fireplace and close the curtains tight. We can make believe that we can stay up all night. Talking now, we choke the whiskey down. It's a good old fashioned crush, we both got to work out. We fall too easily, we both fall in love too fast. If it's any consolation, I don't see how this can last. We'll fight our tired eyes with uncertain hearts. Searching me up and down. I'll give you all I can, I'll give you the run around. 'Cause what I get from you could never be quite enough. I'm insatiable when it comes to your love. We'll fight our tired eyes with uncertain.
Dream. must have got me mixed up with the loves you've had before. The drinkers and the gamblers, just like creaks upon the floor. And I would tell you lies if I thought that you'd believe them like the things that I believe. You could go your whole life singing things you didn't mean. Go and turn that something into something in between. But I would rather be alone than be in love with you. That is something I could never do. But where were you last night? I know that you were alone. 'Cause I was waiting and I stood outside your door and waited till dawn, till dawn, till dawn. Cut the nail, press it up against the board. Strike it once for spite, strike it once more for the show. But I would gladly step aside if I only could. Pick up all the pieces of my heart. You could go your whole life singing things you didn't mean. Go and turn that something into something in between. I would rather be alone than be in love with you. That is something I could never do. But where were you last night? I know that you were home. 'Cause I was waiting and I stood outside your door and waited till the dawn, till the dawn.
It's a band called The Dinner Bells and a track called Till the Dawn. It's a band that features Tara Lightfoot, who I was able to see in concert this week here in Halifax at the Carlton Music Bar and Grill. Fun times watching Tara, as always. She hasn't been back to Halifax. She was here about a year and a half ago, opening for White Horse, and this was the first time she's been back solo in a little while, so it was really nice to see her. And fun times because there was a big contingent from Cape Breton there to see her and shouting out requests for this song. And in my research after the fact, I figured out that one of these people who asked her to perform this song, which we just heard, it was called Till the Dawn, was a member of a band called Pretty Archie, and apparently that band, who's from Sydney, Cape Breton, have taken to covering this song. So I was hoping that they had a recording of it we could play on the air tonight. They do not. So in the absence, we heard The Dinner Bells, a track called Till the Dawn. You're tuned in to Halifax is Burning. We're going to play a song for you from Be Bad right now. And switch gears 110%. Kachubali's here in the studio. We're going to talk about Obey Convention. Until then, turn your radios up. This is one of the best records ever come out of Halifax, Nova Scotia, from an album called Vision Correction. This is I've Got No Positive Vibrations by Be Bad. Yes, you've heard them here before on Halifax's Burning. They are amongst my favorites. That's a band called Be Bad from an excellent record called Vision Correction, track called I've Got No Positive Vibrations. Be Bad were one of the bands to play the first ever Obey convention here in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And believe it or not, that first ever Obey happened 10 years ago. This weekend, May 25th to 28th, Obey convention celebrates its 10th anniversary here in the city. And to talk about some of the goings-on and to guide us through some of the bands playing the festival, Kat Jubali's in the studio,
Hi,
the executive
Trevor.
Director of Obey Convention this year. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you
How's
for having me.
How's the executive director position treating you?
So far, so good. No major disasters. I've really enjoyed myself.
That's good. That's like number one on the checklist for any...
Lived.
Yeah, yeah. Survived event. Yes. Check. Progress report. Big shoes to fill, stepping
yes,
in.
Yes, it's huge. I know. This is the, even though it's year 10, Darcy, our founding father, has stepped down as of this year from Obey and has left it open for Andrew Patterson and I to take over.
Right. Darcy Spidle, of course, the head honcho behind Divorce Records. He also has a musical project right now called Chick
films
White.
Lately.
Yeah,
he's all over the place.
All over the place. So, was that a trepidatious approach for you to come in and sort of take over this role?
I feel like he's been, I was raised for it, if you will.
There you go.
Because I've been volunteering and then working for Obey for the last, I guess since the fourth one, or since the fifth one, so that'll make five. Nope, fourth one, so six. Six Obeys for me, so, and every year my role has gotten bigger, or Darcy's also really open to ideas, so if I say, I think we should do this, he's like, great, you take it on. So over the years, I've just been creating my own way of doing things, and so by the time that this opportunity came up, I felt ready for it, where that Darcy was like, it is yours now, go for it.
It's like a Jedi handover
it
or
was,
something.
Which was great, and I mean, we've still been in touch, of course,
all
the time. So, and he's our consultant on the festival, executive consultant.
Very well. You said an important word in describing sort of how you've approached this, and you said the word ideas. Mm-hmm. And Obey has always sort of encompassed this notion of presenting new and different ideas in a city like Halifax.
Yeah.
Is that something very much that is part of Obey still to this day?
Definitely. And that's also interesting because the idea of what is a new idea in Halifax is always changing as well. So we're, because of course when Obey started, it was sort of a noise punk sludge underground series of shows. And it was, that was outsider music according to the organizers. And then as the years have gone on, as people's, our tastes have matured, the music scene has matured and changed in Halifax, sort of reaching out to find more and more of what is considered the underrepresented or outsider music, presenting new ideas and almost a step ahead of what everyone else is doing. And that's what we're trying to present.
So how do you begin that process? You know, going into this year, looking for things that might be a little avant-garde, a little outside of everybody's box, which is kind of always the intention of Obey. Where do you even start?
Well, that's a great question. Well, Darcy was always great at, he's always got his eye out for the next thing, always a step ahead. And Andrew, who is our creative director, they've been working together. So you're always, no matter what you're doing, you're online and it's January, you suddenly are like, this thing I've never heard of, or this band that sounds interesting. Write it down, contact them. Mm-hmm. Do they want to come next year? And then also talking to our current artists that we get, people are always referring us, or people getting in touch saying they want to play. So there's that. Reading The Wire, that's a big inspiration, that magazine, Wire magazine. It's hard to say, like, who are we to say that what we know is the most avant-garde, but it's, trying to be a step ahead is always a challenge. But I think, it's definitely Andrew's main role, and he's done an amazing job this year, and I'm very proud of him.
There is, of course, we're speaking about Andrew Patterson,
yes,
if we haven't said his last name. There is a component of this that requires some degree of education, in that Obey Convention being so forward-thinking and kind of presenting this next new thing or this totally different thing, is there some degree of responsibility that you feel to sort of say to the public, like, this is amazing, and mm-hmm. here's why you should come, and how do you undertake that process?
What can I say to this? I guess it's mostly, a lot of it is also from our own personal experiences of, like, because we're all in music enthusiasts, so we're trying to go to shows or check out what's new locally, what abroad. I was living in Montreal for a few years, so always had my ear open. And it's, so anything that sort of touches us viscerally or in a different way, it's like bringing that back to share with the people here in Halifax and hoping that they're willing, they're ready to hear.
Yeah, and so that's sort of like a degree of trust, like the the patrons of Obey have kind of trusted in this institution to present them something that's going to blow their mind.
Exactly. It's a curated is what the term, I guess we loosely have been using for the last few years. And we're also moving towards sourcing, because originally it was one person curating, and that created a landscape for the mm-hmm. weekend of what you're going to hear, what you're going to see. And as we're moving into what it means to be forward thinking, we're trying to expand the variety of voices that you're hearing in terms of organizing the festival as well. So mm-hmm. making sure that we're representing all the communities in Halifax. So that's been really interesting too, is getting feedback from the people that do attend Obey and are patrons. So we're learning from them as well and hoping to scratch those itches or satisfy those requests that are coming through.
So what are some of the things that Obey 10 brings to the table this year in terms of encompassing this approach of trying to bring in new voices and represent different communities that may have not been represented before?
Well, we've reached out to the Common Roots Farm, which I know we've worked with them in the past, but we're really working with them this year to make sure that that we are reaching out to people perhaps that are not predominantly English speaking members of the community, so, or new Canadians. So we've printed four of the posters, or we've printed up the poster in four different languages: Nepali, Swahili, Arabic, and Persian. So that hopefully that will reach someone who maybe wouldn't normally glance at one of our posters, but if they actually like, oh, I recognize, that means something to me. So then hopefully bringing them in. A couple years ago, we introduced the idea that anyone under 19, as long as it's a non-licensed show, can get in for free. So trying to make it accessible in that way to young people and making sure that they're involved and having underage people experiencing the next generation of who might be at Obey or who might be in Obey. Obey used to be, like I said, a punk sludge noise show, and we still have that at the heart. There's still those bands, but we've really expanded onto looking into other genres and mixing those genres within the show. So you might go to a show where the opening is an improv 7-piece group followed by a solo sound sample person followed by an industrial activist rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, you can see that very show
there you go.
On Friday at the Seahorse with More Mother. But so trying to just cross-contaminate cross-pollinate between the crowds and making sure that everyone's exposed to even the headliners coming through saying, like, here's our cool local act that maybe you wouldn't normally be paired with or wouldn't expect.
Yeah, and one thing I think that Obey does really well is take local bands and or artists and kind of thrust them in the spotlight with some of the headliners. I've got some songs that I'd like to play tonight, and maybe we can start by talking about Aquaculture, who is a local artist who is kind of all the rage right now.
Yeah, Lance he's amazing. He's taken off, and power to him. I can't wait to see him. He'll be playing at a free show on Saturday with Fake Buildings at the Seven Bays Bouldering, and that's another free outdoor show, so hopefully people just walking by will pull in and get to experience aquaculture, which is this powerhouse of energy and like steamy romance. and also some really important messages too in his music, so I'm really happy that he's part of it.
Great. Well, we're gonna hear a song that I saw someone this week describe as as like a national anthem for Halifax as a city. This is a single from Aquaculture. It's called One Spring Garden. It's about the number one bus that goes up and down Spring Garden Road. Kachubali's here. We're talking about Obey Convention, and you are listening to Halifax is Burning, and it's brought to you by Picaroon's Traditional Ales.
I'm on the one spring garden, and I'm thinking about you. I'm treating you both like I'm your father.
I'm on the one spring garden.
Whatever you do, just learn from it. I'ma love you regardless.
I'm on the one spring garden.
Your voice is stuck in my head. Something I don't want to depart.
I'm on the one spring garden. I'm on the one spring garden. I'm on the one spring garden.
To my baby girl.
Yeah.
Your eyes, whenever they meet my eyes, I'm in another world. I hope to show you beauty and sing to you like my name, Trudy. Encourage you to sing with me. And if they tell you that you ain't pretty, I'll be waiting for you faithfully. There ain't nothing they can say to me. You melt my soul like when you hug me, I wish I could hold you for life. Within your growth, I know there's times that we'll fall in it. But I won't never let our bond finish. I wanna see you at your prom visit. I promise I won't grill your prom nigga. I try my best to get along with him. You still got a lot of time in you. Your mother knows I got a side for you. And if he hurts you, I'ma ride for you. Just know that uncle got your back. Whenever you need to talk, I'ma write
for you. I'm on the one spring garden,
and I'm thinking about you. I'm treating you both like I'm your father.
I'm on the one spring garden.
Whatever you do, just learn from it. I'ma love you regardless.
I'm on the one spring garden.
Your voice is stuck in my head. Something I don't want to depart.
I'm on the one spring garden. I'm on the one spring garden. I'm on the one spring garden.
To my namesake, we come from different generations, but it's like we got the same fate. I see you looking at your sister like she your idol. I felt for your mother just alike. I know I'm a lot harder on you than her. But one day you'll understand why that shit occurs. You'll be my homie, I'll even get you your first whip. So don't you think for a second you ain't worth shit. I've been all up in the streets, you ain't gotta live it. Protect your sister from the creeps and give your mother kisses. Don't be afraid to be yourself. I was hiding behind personas, no one to hear me when I call for help. I just wanna see you at your best level. I keep it real, cause I don't wanna see you blessed federal. Whenever you feel like you lost and you need guidance, call me up and we can go find it.
I'm on the one spring garden,
and I'm thinking about you. I'm treating you both like I'm your father.
I'm on the one spring garden.
Whatever you do, just learn from it. I'ma love you regardless.
I'm on the one spring garden.
Your voice is stuck in my head. Something I don't want to depart.
I'm on the one spring garden. I'm on the one spring garden. I'm on the one spring garden.
You're tuned in to Halifax is Burning, and tonight we're talking about Obey Convention, which gets underway in Halifax the weekend of May 25th to 28th. Perhaps if you're listening to Halifax is Burning on one of the radio stations that is kind enough to syndicate this program, you've already missed it. And if you have, I feel sorry for you.
I've heard someone say that Obey is their favorite convention or favorite festival they've never been to. That seems to be a recurring theme from people from away, people from not from Halifax.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is the kind of festival that it's quite small in nature, I think, in terms of the people who attend on a regular basis, but it is very regular in that you have people coming specifically for this. Yes. There are people who kind of are return every year kind of thing.
Yeah, I feel like there's a couple van loads of people from Middle Canada that make their way here. And we're always like, I'm the box office coordinator as well, so I get to see all the people who are buying passes and tickets. And every year there's always one, like someone just bought a ticket from Arizona.
What?
I was like, what?
That's amazing.
That's amazing. How did they know?
Yeah, really. Well, it's cool because you get to, I mean, obviously when you're talking about big festivals and sort of, you know, tourism and things like this, right? Like that's like government style mm-hmm. things. They're always talking about, you know, bringing people to town, and there's a common phrase that's like heads in beds, right?
Yeah.
Like you're putting people in hotels. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is that there is a lot of that stuff that goes on in a non-traditional sense mm-hmm. that still brings people to town and kind of shows off Halifax in a new and
yeah.
exciting way.
And I think, I don't mean to brag, but I feel like Obey is definitely a part of Halifax's reasonable good reputation in the
oh definitely yeah
national music world, I guess.
So. Yeah. And I mean, 10 years in, Obey Convention is still going strong. So
yeah.
Things are going well. What are some things that you're excited about seeing this year at Obey?
What am I excited about?
Do you get time to go out
no.
and see things? Yeah. As the executive director, it's usually a thankless job where you actually don't get to see the hard work in action.
I'm really well versed in a lot of the opening bands and the late night. That's at the end of the day I get to see. But I do, there are some things I usually try and sneak over to or make a point of catching.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited for, we're actually having here's another free show plug. If anybody is interested in going to see some bands in the library loading dock.
Whoa.
North Memorial Library. Around the back, they have been very generous in letting us use the loading bay. So there are going to be two local bands, Guile and Rabies, playing, and that's going to be a free all-ages show, and that is Friday at 6 o'clock. It's free, all ages, and it's going to be, it'll follow up, actually, one of our Every Seeker talks that Chris Murdoch.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Chris was on the show in February talking about his Black Punks project,
yeah,
so I'm excited to see him live. I mean, he was here live in person, but to see him do it as a public talk, I'm excited.
So that's going to be part of our Every Seekers. That's also free in all ages, and that's at the library. And then you come around the corner into the garage and get your face exploded,
yeah.
mind expanded
yeah,
by some cool local punk bands. So.
Very cool. Very cool. Let's talk about some of the headliners that are coming.
Who have we got? Moor Mother, who we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
I think she's deeply politically active and her music isn't part of that. And I can't believe she's coming to Halifax. It's, I can't believe she agreed to come here because
yeah.
she's so driven and she's got her own projects that she's always working on and she's deeply involved in her community. And so for her to come and share that with us here in Halifax, I think is going to be amazing. And that's going to be at the Seahorse along with Blue Bees and Plasma Lab as well. So it's sort of a femme power, hard hitting night there. We also, there's Laraji, he's coming. He's a zither player. He, I've really been getting into Eno's, I think it's Ambient 3, which Laraji did the music for.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's
sort amazing.
Of like a crazy throwback to, I mean, I don't know if Brian Eno will ever make it to Halifax, but we've got Laraji, which and that's going to be the closing show on Sunday. And so the way Obey usually works is, not works, but the idea is that you come and it's an experience that's mapped out for you and you maybe don't know who all the bands are, but the first night you're sort of brought in, slowly eased in with something maybe a bit what you might consider weird, and then from there you go to your emotions are driven by the show. So it's a loud punk show and then we have a quiet show and then an afternoon sitting outside in the garden show followed by a late night dance rave where you're exhausted and sweaty, so that by the time Sunday comes, you're as a group exhausted from all this music and socializing and experiences that you've discussions that have come out of it. And so the final show is usually something that's a bit more introspective. So I feel like Laraji's a perfect music for that because it'll be, so that's a 7 o'clock show at the Fort Massey. So it's a beautiful big church hall where I mean last year I always find myself falling asleep in the pew, you know.
Yeah, that's a weird
but in
feeling.
The most wonderful way that you're letting it just wash over you, and it's so I think Laraji will be a perfect
it's I mean I come from a sort of I'm not extremely familiar with, you know, sort of the you know, for example, like ambient music, how mm-hmm. how it gets created or whatever, but I do know that I enjoy it, you know, when I hear it. And mm-hmm. One of my favorite shows I ever saw in Halifax ever was mm-hmm. When Obey brought Low to town.
Yeah.
And I think it was Tim Hecker who opened.
Yeah. I think they were...
Oh, no, that was a different show.
I don't see. It's all...
Yeah, but there was
they
some...
They were both at Fort Massey, and
it was... It was at Fort Massey, but the opener was... the name is missing right now from my brain, but it was one of those things where it was sort of like I was like half asleep, but also extremely into it. Mm-hmm. And it's a weird... It's not something you associate with music sometimes, you know?
I know. I don't... Come to a base, you can go to sleep. Yeah. I don't mean it that way, but it's...
But if you want to sleep, that's
but
cool
I mean,
too.
Yeah, we're not gonna stop you. So yeah. It's... But yeah, the... We want it to be a full body experience that you're so wrung out and tired and joyful because you're ecstatic from your week
yeah.
and at Obey.
It's certainly kind of, yeah, you've done an excellent job of describing the kind of peaks and valleys of the whole experience. And it's interesting to think of a festival as, I guess, from a curatorial perspective of mm-hmm. how you put that together and mm-hmm. and what it looks like and sort of where you choose to make those moves.
And that's another challenge too for programming is none of our events overlap. We make it so that if you want to go to every single thing, you can.
Like, cool.
We will hold the next show if the show before goes long because we want to make sure that everyone gets to take in every moment that's
yeah.
being presented to them. And so that does make it, and it also makes it hard. That's why it's sort of a bit more of an intimate festival because there are only so many spaces, so many seats that we can fill so that we have to keep it limited
mm-hmm.
to who can come. As in terms of pass holders and ticket holders, it's a bit exclusive.
Well, you know, but I mean, it also lends itself to that community vibe that mm-hmm. I think that Obey does so
yeah.
well at nurturing.
I feel like, yeah, by Sunday, you kind of, you know every person in the room, and you're even though you only met on Thursday. And
yeah. And that's, you know, yeah. maybe what keeps some people coming mm-hmm. by bus from the middle of Ontario or where did you say in the States?
Arizona.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Thank you so much for coming to talk to us tonight about Obey Convention. If you want to learn
so much,
more
Kevin.
About Obey, you can visit obeyconvention.com. You can also pick up tickets and passes. There are lots of free shows, especially if you're mm-hmm. under the age of 19,
yep.
Which is such an amazing thing for the festival to offer. I'm a huge fan of that aspect. And
I also want to make sure everyone knows tickets are available online and at Lost and Found, which is at 2383 Agricola with cash. But no one this year, no one will be turned away due to lack of funds. So there is a sliding scale, pay what you can at the door. And if you really want to make sure that you get in, because like I said, some of the spaces are limited just because of capacity, feel free to shoot me an email. You can email rsvp@obeyconvention.com and just say, hey, I'm coming. Just make sure, like, I plan on taking advantage of the sliding scale, and I'll make sure that there's a spot for you.
Amazing. So amazing. Thanks again for coming. And we're going to leave this chat off with a track from More Mother. And we should also mention that there are two mixes. If you need an Obey Convention
yes.
primer, I'll put them on the Halifax is Burning Twitter account, which is at HFX is Burning. So you can sort of have a listen to some of the artists and bands that are performing this year at Obey. And this is one of the songs from that mix. This is More Mother. Thank you, Kat Jabali, for coming in tonight. Obey Convention doing great things in Halifax and celebrating its 10th year, an excellent milestone.
Thank you. Yeah.
Here's More Mother. You're listening to Halifax is Burning.
Don't you say you are an artist? And I know you from where? Oh, word. Shit crazy out here, word. I hear you. Let's go. I guess you get used to this. Show after show on a crucifix, love. No. Yeah. And they'll kill your vibe to this. Anti-black, that's the mob they whip. I'm at a bomb done, I could end this shit. And resurrect twice with the snare and kick, love. No. Can't breathe bliss on your moon, you bitch. Can't see outside your nucleus. I built my own world, I ain't used to this. The way they aim and spit, come on. Tell you to your face, yeah, your life ain't shit. And you believe that shit, the whole shit is sick. Love, no. I built my on my timeline, got no time. It's reckless, they hectic, it's flatline. I'm not like, what do they want from me? They act like they loving me. But they don't know this, man. They don't even know that shit, yeah. Got called by my own lane all the time. Like, what do they want from me? Nothing, come on. I guess you get used to this. Show after show on the crucifix. No. Yeah, and they'll kill you about this. Anti-black, that's the mob they with. I'm mad about I'm done, I could end this shit. And resurrect twice with the snare and kick low. No. Yeah, I build my timeline, got no time. It's reckless, they reckless. It's flatline. What do they want from me? They act like they loving me. They act like they love, like they know the shit. They act like they know the shit. But they don't notice. They act like they love the shit. They act like they loving me. I know my own way. Come on.
Feels like
song called Vegas Paris from Fetnat et les Coconuts. Fetnat is one of Obey Convention's headliners this year. Obey Convention happens in Halifax, Nova Scotia from May 25th to 28th. If you want to get your hands on some tickets, you can pick some up at obeyconvention.com. We're also going to throw up the Obey Convention playlists on the Halifax is Burning Twitter account, so you can get an Obey primer before the festival this weekend. You can find Halifax is Burning at HFX is Burning on the old tweet box. Going to leave you tonight with a throwback track. That means we got to hear this theme. Let me take you to a drive. You know that the throwback track here on Halifax is Burning is where we take something old, present it as if it's new again. Thanks to our pals at Secret East for this one. From 1994, from a band based in Sydney, Cape Breton, on a 7-inch that was released some time ago. This is a band called Mastodon Ridge. This is a track called The Fall. It's going to take you out and into the Mojo Box. Then we got Deep Cuts of the Deepest and the Dum Dums Radio Hour running out Super Tuesday programming. Thanks again to Kat Shubali from Obey Convention for stopping by tonight and telling us all about the 10th anniversary of such an important festival helmed by many, many great people here in Halifax and bringing excellent things to the music scene. So if you get a chance, get out and see some Obey Convention stuff. And if you've never been before, come on down to Halifax. We'd love to have you. Mastodon Ridge on the way home. We'll see you next week. Take care of one another. Don't know. Watch your back when